Hi, I'm Jane Walker. Thanks for clicking on me. Just want to give you a bit of a heads up on this camp on the 22nd to the 24th of September 2017. Now, this camp is called a Novice Rider Camp. And why I did this was because over the last few years, I used to have people turning up to camp that were on foot, generally supporting a friend that was riding with us for the weekend. And when I spoke to them, I'd say, have you got a horse? Do you ride? Blah, blah. And they'd say, oh, yeah, I do. And one day I'm going to aspire to do something like this. I'd love to bring my horse, but I'm not good enough. I feel like I'd hold the groups back. I'm not ready for this yet. And it kind of resonated with me over the years, thinking about those people that had challenges like that, where they were thinking like that. And I felt that they had nowhere to go, no weekend to go. So the idea of running a novice rider camp was based upon people like that coming on foot to my camp. So this camp is definitely aimed at those novice riders that fall into those categories. And if you're one of them, you'll find if you come to this event, most people come on their own. We might get the odd people in pairs, but the bulk of them come on their own. And this camp is purposely smaller. So on our normal camps, we have about 52 horses. And on this one, there'll only be about 30. So we purposely do it smaller so that you or your horse are not overwhelmed. It's not busy. You know, it's not all rushing. Not that the other camps are like that, but they are bigger and there's lots going on with lots more people. So with this being a bit of a smaller affair, it's a good step into the kind of camp scene, if you like. So I'm hoping that if you come, you'll get that feeling, and certainly other customers that have come to this camp over the years have gone away feeling that, A, they're ready for a big camp and it's no different, really, and B, you know, they were much better than they thought, to be honest, and that's the feedback I generally give people. They're much better than what they think they are. So enough of me wobbling on. This format is a little different to the other camps. So on this one, you've got an optional lesson Friday on the arrival day, and you'll pay a little bit extra for that. You don't have to do it. You could go and do the farm ride at Summerford and pay them directly. And then on Saturday and Sunday, you'll have a flat work lesson in pairs each day with the same trainer and the same partner, you and another person doing flat. And one of the days you'll show jump and one of the days you'll cross country. And we only have three rider groups for this. Group A, B and C. And Group A riders for show jumping are really doing poles on the floor. And cross country, you know, a lot of them, it's a big deal just to hack round that big cross country course and deal with the undulations in the ground or the water complex walking through the water. So it's very, very little jumping, if any, Group A. And then Group B, we've got, it's almost like a step down from clear round show jumping. So very small jumps. It's almost the first jumping effort a horse would make, where they're actually starting to leave the ground, but I would say no bigger than 50 centimetres. It's really a small jumping effort. And on the cross country, you might go up and down little steps, canter through the water complexes, do little logs, that type of thing. And then the last one was Group C. And they're for the riders that are going up to the local show centre and perhaps doing the clear round, or they're able to bob round a cross country course no bigger than 70 centimetres. There'll be nobody on this camp jumping bigger than 70 centimetres. If you are, you're definitely coming to the wrong camp. You need to book on one of the bigger camps. So that's it. And I'd tell you, for the last 2 or 3 years we've run this, most of the people on the camp are Group A and B riders. So, and you'll see that we have all types of horses. Coloured cobs, cobs with one eye, thoroughbreds, X-races. We've got flipping everything. And one thing, the common thing that we've got is that they're all novice riders. So I look forward to welcoming you for the weekend. I hope I've not bored you senseless. I'm rabbiting on. And if you want to contact me, there's a contact tab on this website. Or go on Facebook, search for Active Rider. And we're the group with 9,000 people in it. And feel free to ask, what are we like there? And I'm pretty certain that most of the customers will respond before I do. So I look forward to welcoming you. See you soon. Bye.